Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
I'm a little upset this is on episode 31 to tie in to my birthday, but that's okay. Welcome to episode 33 of Come Get Your Podcast. I'm your host, Adam.
I am Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
How are you guys doing?
I'm just happy it's the weekend, man, to be honest with you.
Pretty good. Pretty damn good. New York's also pretty good. Wow. Wow, she's excited that it's also episode 33 and it's the weekend. Give her a break.
There's a thing I like to do with my dog every Friday. When I'm done with work, I tell him it's the weekend. And he freaks out. I mean, respectively, I guess. Not too much. But he does like to party.
Ooh.
Like Andrew WK.
Exactly. That's where my mind was going.
We get the piano out. We get our white t-shirts out. And party.
But do you party hard?
Yeah, exactly.
That's only for Saturdays.
But those are for the boys.
They are also for the boys, but there does reach a point where the boys no longer party, and it's my time with my dog. I don't know.
Hey, you can have a party with your dog.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Boys always party, but when they become men, that's when it kind of slows down.
I've heard when they become the boys two men, or, you know.
Well, then it's the end of the road.
Oh. That makes sense. Jesus.
I'm not even going to contribute to this. I'm just going to wait it out.
I am not hungover yet, but I think I will be by the time this episode's done. because after you guys left last night, Dustin and I kept drinking. So
I had a feeling.
Yep.
I had a feeling.
But I'll be okay. It was my birthday yesterday. I turned 31.
Mm-hmm.
We made it. You can't see, but I'm pointing to the sky / shaking my fist at it. So,
did you see a cloud like the old man?
And I did yell at it.
It was John C. Reilly.
It was.
But Dennis is on a bitch.
But you know, for all things considered, I'm feeling pretty good right now, and I'm excited. Because we get to record today at the normal time and not when I force you guys to do it a day early. So,
hey, man, it's okay. It happens. We've all done it, you know. And it's actually, I think we're recording a little earlier than we normally do because of me. Because I'm going to drink a lot of very fine beer this afternoon.
It is Screw City Beer Festival today for us. I'm not going, unfortunately. Because it's only the second time I haven't gone out of all of them. And I'm jealous because I like beer.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to one. You guys say it's a good time, though, so I believe you.
We pay extra for that VIP access, and I do my damnedest to get a good buzz going in that hour that I'm able to just drink to my heart's desire. And then all the normies come in and you have to wait in line and shit.
You know, support your local events. Go to Screw City.
Do that.
I mean, they've persevered through ups and downs of having their main sponsor drop. And they're still here, so.
Who was the main sponsor?
It was Kryptonite.
Oh, whatever. That place is garbage.
I'm offended. yeah.
Isn't that place no longer in
existence? Yeah, I was like, it's not even around anymore.
Yeah, literally.
That's why. Yeah.
It wasn't around, like, after last year's Screw City. That's why it was in a different location.
Oh, that's
because,
why?
Yes. That's part of the reason, because Kryptonite did a lot of the zoning for the event, and, you know, that's important to local governments. So, but they persevered. They're still around today, so.
I feel like anytime this time of the year comes out, my Facebook feed just blows up with people talking about Screw City or people also asking for Screw City tickets. Like, mm-hmm. But it's always the same people. Like, come on, guys. You know, you can buy these ahead of time, right? You know this.
It's tough because if you want a VIP ticket, you got to pony up in June, I believe, is when that happens.
Or wait in line.
I don't even remember. It was recently.
It's usually June, because the last two times, excluding this year, I've been gone for the ticket event, and I've had Dustin buy me a ticket.
Yeah.
And I mean, this year we don't need to, or we didn't need to, I should say, but it's usually June. But that's besides the point. Yesterday was National Beer Lovers Day, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I did not know that.
It fell on my birthday, which seems semi-appropriate. And
did you drink some fine brews yesterday?
I had the first Oktoberfest I've had this season, and that was Adams. Okay, Adams. So, okay.
That's the only one, in my opinion.
Actually, when we went out last night, I refrained from drinking any beer.
You just did straight up alcohol?
I did hard stuff because I looked at Carlos and I was like, I don't know what kind of beer to get. And Carlos goes, we're going to have a lot of beer tomorrow. I'm not doing beer tonight. I was like, that's a very...
that's a good point.
Very good point.
Oh, yeah. That is a very good point.
I made the switch.
Dustin had a drink last night that was literally... It was alcohol.
Yeah.
And it was a cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And it wasn't a Long Island.
It was just amaretto and whiskey.
Oh, man.
All right. I guess I'm just going to get fucked up.
Amaretto tastes like Dr. Pepper, first of all.
Pretty close.
It's just the maraschino cherries. It just tastes like maraschino cherries.
Dr. Pepper.
My mom liked it. She tried Misty's.
That's good.
Because Misty also got one.
That's also the first hard liquor I ever had before when I was like 12.
Maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, if you just do amaretto and Coke, it just tastes like Dr. Pepper straight up.
It does.
It was that.
So, I mean, yeah. So
it was that and Aftershock.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Barely.
I don't even remember that.
Well, I can't say it was before your time. That's impossible. But
how dare you?
You were well in existence by the time Aftershock came out. As we all were.
Yeah, it was like, it tastes like, it was cinnamon liqueur. It's just like, it's like Fireball-esque now.
Mm-hmm.
But Fireball probably tastes way better.
Probably. I will say, in my 31 years on this earth, the one thing I have learned is 31 is more than 30.
You're right. Yeah.
And that's very much so. That's about it.
Yeah, it doesn't, once you, honestly, it's like when you get to 30 and you're like, man, that's, I don't like the number. I don't like looking at that number in me. And it's like, after that, you're like, whatever. It's just another year.
Well, some people are always like, I think like last year, I'm 31 now, but when I turn 30, people are like, oh, are you ready? Like, big deal. I'm like, no.
Is it?
Is it the same? I feel the same. Nothing's changing. All right. The first number changes, but whatever.
You know, it's age is nothing but a number. Take that as you may, people. Oh, man. So I'm also going to say that I think we're now in the time where we're well over the lull, because there was a lull. There was a lull during the summer.
Are you kidding me? That's gone. That's gone.
That's hasta la bye-bye.
That was blown away this week.
And my goodness, is the time for video games happening.
Yeah, so we put it on our Facebook post last week. It's the next 6 months for video games are just going to be amazing. You know, you have so many things coming out. For us that have come out. One, you know, Destiny 2 Forsaken came out on Tuesday, which I love. They fixed so many things, and it just feels great. And then two, which you guys haven't, like Clark hasn't even tried yet, and Dustin only got a little bit of it, but Spider-Man?
Just a taste.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Just the tip. Spider-Man came out Thursday, so yesterday. Well, it's... Friday.
Did it come out on Thursday?
Well, I got a call from GameStop saying your shit's ready Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, the official release date was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah, exactly. And that's why I was like, what?
Oh.
Like, they're going to let you come in, get your PS4 Pro, and start playing the game before technically it's supposed to be out? But
I didn't do that.
Not all of us did. You know, we all got it from GameStop, to be fair.
We did.
But mine,
two of us got it out of the store because I think,
mine isn't here.
Well, it's in the area. It says.
I mean, it's literally in our city now. Apparently,
so. Yeah. As of 9 p.m. last night, is it officially in our city? And as of 8:35 yesterday morning, Friday, September 7th, it was an hour away, but not going to be here till Monday.
Come on, GameStop, get it together.
So it took 13 hours to travel 1 hour's worth of distance?
Apparently.
You just wouldn't got it.
I mean, I could have. I literally could have. But, you know, I didn't take yesterday off like an idiot. So
If you got time between this and the concert, you could just go get it today.
Depending where it's at in Rockford, I could, yeah.
True.
I think you should just not go to the concert.
I'm going to the concert.
Well, what concert is it?
Tonight is Fall Out Boy, Rise Against, and Machine Gun Kelly at the glorious Wrigley Field.
Didn't he die? Oh, wait, no, that was
Matt. No, that was the other white rapper.
Other
white rapper. Mac Miller passed away yesterday from an overdose, apparently, and that is sad. I do like Mac Miller. There's a few. He had a handful of good songs.
He's got some good stuff. I don't really know Machine Gun Kelly besides that he just made that diss to Eminem. And then
did he?
Yeah, he did. And then my mind's like, dude, you don't know what's coming to you.
There's now you can find a bunch of like memes out there of like, R.I.P. Machine Gun Kelly. Like he's not dead, but like he decided to fire back at Eminem, and everybody's like, your funeral, bud.
I'll see what I will update you all tonight as it's happening.
As what's going on,
He's gonna sing. I bet he's gonna rap. He called it Rap Devil, which is a play on words of Rap God by Eminem.
Yeah.
And all right.
Well, if he does Rap Devil tonight, I will record it for everybody.
I mean, I listened to a little bit of Rap Devil once I heard that he was dissing Eminem back. And I mean, he literally calls out both Kim and Haley in the song. And I just want to be like, dude. I mean, you can go after the dude, but like, you're bringing his ex and
you
his
are
kid
playing
into
with
it, so.
Fire.
Like, you're. I didn't listen to the whole thing. But.
Machine Gun Kelly is, I'd say, at least popular.
I mean, he's okay.
He gets radio play.
I've heard some of his stuff.
On our local stations up here.
I know his name, but I don't think I've actually listened to a song of his.
Fall Out Boy likes bringing out a hip-hop act, usually, for their cold opener, like the very first opener. And that's how I saw Paul Wall in concert, if everyone remembers that name. And he threw grills out into the crowd, which is appropriate for his act, I guess.
Was the temperature high?
Very.
Okay.
I don't know. I unapologetically love Fall Out Boy. Always have. Always will. They are. I don't know. They didn't like define my youth by any means, but because I used to play music and stuff like that, I've gotten to hang out with them a couple times, so they're minor acquaintances, and I like supporting them. So
they have some good songs. I was a huge fan, but they had some good ones.
I was talking to Adam last night. I was like, I don't dislike Fall Out Boy. I just never listened to any of their music that wasn't like that got radio play. Like, I've never owned an album. I've never downloaded anything. I've never listened. I've never done it. So
I've gotten yelled at in the street for wearing a Fall Out. I got called a fat in the middle of U of I for wearing a Fall Out Boy t-shirt. And it was one of the best moments of my life, because if you are that upset by me wearing a t-shirt, like, good luck to you, man.
Somebody said that once actually to a friend of mine for liking Coldplay. They're like, oh wow, you're gay, and it's like, why? Because they like Coldplay. Have you actually listened to a Coldplay song? They're actually really good musicians.
Chris Martin's pretty talented.
They are very talented. Like, I was like, if he's gay, I'm gay.
Yeah.
I'm gay then, because Coldplay is a good band.
People are weird.
People are stupid.
Yeah. So I always unapologetically love Fall Out Boy. I've never seen a concert at Wrigley, so that's what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm jealous of. I've always wanted to see a concert at Wrigley. I've actually seen Rise Against before live.
I saw Rise Against about a decade ago.
Yeah, I enjoyed them.
My coworker went and saw Pearl Jam a few weeks ago at Wrigley.
Ooh. I heard that was a really good show.
And is it Billy Joel playing there?
He did. He
generally does. He did, right?
It might have been last night, actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He usually does it once a year. Same with Jimmy Buffett. Same with Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And, you know, tonight's just a continuation of the past few weeks of concerts and probably continuation because I might go see a couple more.
Of your life, yeah. As the games releasing this fall continue, so does Clark's. My
crazy personal life. So I, on a whim, last weekend, Misty and I decided with a couple other good friends of ours that the Killers were in Milwaukee this past Tuesday, and opening for them were the Violent Femmes, and that seemed like a, you know, too good a deal to pass up because Misty, it's her second favorite band probably after REO Speedwagon, which we're seeing at the end of this month.
I love REO Speedwagon, but I can never listen to Mr. Brightside again. If it plays, I skip it. I can't.
Too much, or did something happen?
No, it was overplayed many times back when I used to like bar hop and go to the Rue a lot.
Sure, like mid-20s. Yeah.
Like I cannot.
So they played Mr. Brightside.
I bet they did. It's one of those popular songs.
Because obviously you have to if you're the Killers, and they did it up front. It was one of their first three songs that they did, so they got it out of the way. And I mean, the Killers have a discography almost to the point that Fall Out Boy does. So, like, there's hits everywhere. So, like, you can't go wrong. But they did play that up front, which I thought was a good move.
Yeah, when we were young, it's still one of my favorite songs.
And, you know, they obviously played that one.
I bet.
They basically did almost everything off of Hot Fuss, which was awesome. But their new stuff is also really good, if you haven't listened to it. They had an album come out, not very recently, but recently enough.
I'd probably say, as much as like how you're a fan of Fallout and Killers, it's probably Me with Muse.
Oh, I would say. I love Muse.
I don't know. I can't think of an album they've had that isn't solid.
The very first Muse album to me is like if Pink Floyd got brought into this century. I mean, not century, but, you know, like this generation of music. Because Pink Floyd is always good, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
But that first album by the Killers reminds me a lot of Pink Floyd and the Beatles. I mean, you know, they're from Britain, so I guess that kind of all gets lumped together, but still, that music is awesome. But the Killers put on a show that it's been a while since I've been to that high of a production of a show. Mm-hmm. And the Killers have all the lasers and all the lights.
Yeah, well, I got to see Misty's phone last night with a ton of videos, and that would have been a fun time. That looked really fucking cool.
And I've never seen Violent Femmes before, and so they open, and you know they're from Milwaukee, and apparently, the arena that we saw them at, it was the new Milwaukee Bucks and Marquette basketball arena, and it was the very first thing that has ever been done there. And so the Killers asked the Violent Femmes to open up for them because they're from Milwaukee. And so there was a very like cool atmosphere and energy in the arena since the Femmes were opening. And I love the Violent Femmes as well. And they played all their best songs and they're also super talented. And they also brought out the keyboardist / one of the singers from the Bare Naked Ladies. Who came out and played accordion for a few songs. And then the entire night finished for the Killers encore. They brought the Femmes back on stage and they brought all the other people back on stage. And they did a cover of the Laverne and Shirley theme song. And it was awesome. such a good show. So it's just kind of, I mean, that was just a happy accident that I got to go to that, but it does continue the I'm gone every weekend and going and doing things. And I'm looking forward to settling down a little bit.
Hey man, you're living your best life. No one can fault you for that, but stop.
I know. I mean, Monday is supposedly the day that the PS4 Pro gets here because, you know, As you say in our docket, I'm a dum-dum and ordered it online.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I can't help but slightly agree with you. But yeah, we, between all that, we just redid our living room, and I'm excited to put this PS4 Pro on my new TV that I got, and life's already really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, going to be a Christmas present to myself, if probably not, probably early Christmas present. Is a 4K TV at that point, because yeah,
I mean, you got all this power under the hood. You want to, you know,
yeah,
let her rip. It.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I'm going to have to, I don't know. I mean, I got to figure out, you know, what kind of TV we want, but like, I plan on just getting one for my office. So it's not going to be a 60 inch TV. So getting a 32 inch 4K TV, 42 inch 4K TV, that can't be all that expensive.
No, not anymore. And also, yeah, you can find deals going on still from Labor Day, I think.
All the time. Yeah. So,
well, yeah. And they're not that expensive. Like, I was just looking at them on a whim, like last weekend, I think, just to see. And even like it not being a sales weekend or anything, they're not nearly as expensive as they used to be.
No. They've come down not to a normal pricing, because I mean it's still like top tier quality wise as far as like your picture goes, but you can find deals on them constantly, and they are a little more reasonable. And if you can just wait for a deal, like we got ours for from a Labor Day deal, and I mean it was like $500-$600 off or something like that total, so you can find deals out there, which
I bought awesome. I bought my current TV now years ago, like just about 4 years ago actually now, and it's not 4K or anything, just a 50 inch LED, and it was $600,
which for TV is reasonable.
Yeah, it really is.
But this was non 4K, you know, this is like when smart TV technology was like,
sure, really, and if that was first when it was coming out, like that's a really good deal.
And it was built in Wi-Fi. Like, it was, you know, it was a good deal at the time. So I jumped on that.
Yeah, like, when Misty and I bought the TV we have in our bedroom, I thought about getting a 4K, but we didn't have anything that was 4K, like, or could produce 4K. And, I mean, I think at the time, the only thing that could have been streaming-wise was Netflix, which I'm pretty sure is still the case. Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel like I needed to spend the extra couple $100s to get a 4K TV at the time. And now that I'm getting this PS4 Pro, I feel it felt appropriate. And there was a really good deal. And unfortunately, no, I don't know. I don't want to seem like I'm bragging, because the TV we have in our bedroom is gigantic. And in my mind, I couldn't go smaller or the same size. So
someone's compensating.
Yeah, I have a tiny micro penis. You can clip that.
You're editing it. So.
I know I am. I'm just saying for everyone else out there.
No, it's stupid as it sounds. Like, it's, you can't. It's the truth. Like, I have a 50 inch now. I can't see myself getting a smaller TV. It may be for my bedroom or something, but.
Yeah, I didn't have to put the 60 inch in my bedroom, but, you know, I don't know. Like, I am fortunate enough to where I can, I guess, which sounds terrible, but I couldn't go smaller. So, you know, go big or go home. Yeah. So 70 inch 4K TV, here we go.
Is that like Chris said, live your best life, man. Ride that wave.
Is that the same? Is that going to be the same state of mind you have for, you know, new graphics cards for your computer?
Oh, shit.
I think so. When it's
when
it's time, man. I am super comfortable with what I got, but as we mentioned in the last episode, there are a whole new line of Nvidia cards out there with super high-tech ray tracing technology.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you get any more information on those?
So there isn't a lot out there. The actual reviews come out, I believe, next Friday, the 14th, and that's when... Okay, so the 14th of September is when editors and reviewers get to actually start deep diving into these I don't know, what do you want to call them? The 20 series? Because it's the 2070, 2080, and I think maybe 2060. They're also the 20 series, the RTX 20 series. That's when people actually get to delve into what these puppies can do. So we got to wait a week. But I have seen several videos out there, which you all can do as well on YouTube, of some newer games coming out that are utilizing this ray tracing RTX technology. Like Battlefield 5 is a big proponent. And it looks pretty.
Sorry, this is off topic. Just made me think of it when you said Battlefield 5. Did you see that they are censoring certain words?
No, what's happening?
What?
Apparently on Reddit, because they're open beta. Are they
censoring Nazi?
No, I hope so. That's cool.
But it's also, like, time period appropriate.
Yeah. No, I meant they censored DLC censored, except if you say free DLC. Mm-hmm. They also censored Titanfall 2.
What?
Yes.
What?
It's so silly.
Dice. Sorry. No, I mean, if they're censoring Titanfall, that means EA, I guess, but.
That's like, funny.
It's.
Huh. No, I have not seen that. That's dumb. I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. I was just happening to look on, you know, the gaming Reddit, and when it wasn't Spider-Man, which truthfully is it should be.
We'll get into that.
I saw that a few times, and I was like, "What? For real?"
Interesting. Yeah, that's way too much of protecting your brand for your publisher. I don't know, but regardless, if you look up like Battlefield 5 RTX gameplay, you will. Probably see a litany of videos out there that are utilizing these new graphics cards. And I will say for now, agreed, Izzy. Battlefield 5's using it, but like, I don't know. I think in the next year, probably in a year, around a year from now, 6 months from now, that's when we're going to get games that are really like actually utilizing this new stuff. So for right now, like right now it's basically just like ooh, pretty to look at, and it is very pretty to look at. Like, I mean, the graphics do look better from, say, like my graphics card, or which is, you know, like a three or four tier compared to like the top of the line currently, which is like a 1080 Ti. Like if you have a 1080 Ti under the hood, you're getting really, really nice looking games, or yeah, can make your games look really, really nice.
To any new technology that comes out, that's not going to be fully utilized for some time.
Exactly. However, like what is very impressive about these 20 series with the RTX technology is basically shadow detail. And
lighting,
and which all of that turns into reflection detail.
I was about to say, can they bring back mirror reflections?
Yes. So there's a lot of video out there. If you're looking at people from DICE or EA showing this stuff off, or some YouTubers, the embargo was lifted to show newer Battlefield 5 beta stuff. Like, you can run up to any window in, you know, levels from Battlefield 5, and you'll see like real time, you'll see your reflection passing by, or if you look directly at it, it's, you know, one-to-one movement. The real kicker is you can see other people's reflections in windows or mirrors and stuff like that, which is sounds simple, but it is probably one of the hardest things to code as far as video games go. For like, it was a meme like 5 years ago that looking at reflections in mirrors and stuff like that, and so you can see people running up behind you in windows as you're passing by them or looking at them with this RTX 20 series stuff, which can tell you if there's an enemy behind you. So just, I don't know, just, I mean, thinking about it, like to have, to be able to render your own one-to-one reflection and then also be able to render in other people's reflections or possibly enemies' reflections in the same window pane going on at the same time while all this new lighting stuff's happening, all this new shadow stuff's happening is a technical marvel.
It's going to be pretty fucking sweet.
Well, it's even with like with Spider-Man, for instance, when they did something new, which I don't know if it's new per se, but it's definitely how they rendered certain things. Like when you're swinging around and you're in buildings, some of those windows are lit up and you can see inside, and it looks 3D. It looks like that is a fully rendered inside of an apartment. But when you get closer, and you look around, it's just a 2D picture. But the way your mind perceives it is 3D.
That's pretty sweet.
Because you're not going up to buildings that close often, you know, but you are swinging by them. And it's like, all right.
That's pretty cool. That's
kind of cool. I haven't noticed that yet. Granted, I've barely gotten into it, but yeah.
Scratched the surface.
Yeah, barely. I'm still learning the controls of the game, you know, so like,
I don't know. It's things like that, you know, and just think about that. Like, this is going to, you know, especially with Battle Royale and esports taking off, like that's going to be a huge factor.
It's in setting the
strategies
bar.
And yeah.
So with most new stuff, like within 6 months to a year, I think we're going to start getting, in this case, games that are 1000% utilizing what these things can do. And we're going to get some even more high quality games in the near future.
But can it run Crysis at full
at
graphics?
At 60 frames a second?
Yeah.
No, nothing can. At least with Crysis 3. Maybe Crysis 2, if you're lucky. But I don't know. It's, like I said, the full delve into these things are coming out next week, next Friday. Apparently on the 17th, that's when the reviews for the 2080 are coming out, and the 19th is when the 2080 Ti reviews are coming out for some reason. So if you're in the market for a new graphics card and you kind of feel like putting a down payment on a car, exactly. You can get yourself one
for the low price of a brand new car.
I'm okay with what I got for probably at least
I'm good.
4 years.
I got another 5-6 years out of this thing. Mm-hmm. I am actually interested to see is what AMD does, because I thought they had like a ray tracing stuff. They've had ray tracing stuff out. Am I wrong? I might be wrong.
I'm not sure. I just want to know if AMD fixed their drivers to work with Overwatch.
Well, that is a very big issue, considering
it's one of the main reasons I had to switch to NVIDIA. Mm-hmm. Not that I play really Overwatch anymore, but
like it's been a while.
It wouldn't run the game. You know, it would always crash. Rendering device loss. Like why? Why?
Well, hopefully whatever new stuff they come out with can answer that, or at least drivers can answer that.
But yes.
We'll see. It's exciting. New stuff is always fun. Speaking of new stuff, our sponsor re-upped for a new sponsorship.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
And I get to go hang out with his mans and his wives tonight at Fallout tonight. Fallout Boy tonight. So it's going to be a good time. But as always, our sponsor is Slumberyard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything between, they're here to build your dream. You can visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, and there you can see their portfolio, a calendar of upcoming events, and if you have something in mind that you need for yourself, you can schedule a free design session. And today, literally today, he is at a open market showing off his goods, and unfortunately he can't attend the Screw City Festival because of this, but afterwards... After he does all his hard work, or he and Julie do their hard work, we're going to go relax and go see Fall Out Boy. But for my new television, he is actually going to be making myself and my wife a new entertainment center. And so I'm super pumped. because the one we originally got was delivered the other day, and we opened it to set it up so we could put the TV on it, and it was broken in the box.
What? From where?
I mean, through Amazon, from a third-party seller, and it was one of those wood and particle board, compressed particle board things.
Sure.
One of the support joints for the thing was completely shattered, where you'd have to put a support, like, dowel to connect a couple, like, the top piece to a leg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was completely wrecked, which can happen and is unfortunate. And thankfully, we were able to find, slash Misty was able to persuade Josh to be able to do this in a week. So that doesn't always happen, obviously, because he is a busy, busy man.
This is a rush order.
But I can know for certain that the thing will arrive intact and not broken, and will definitely be able to support my new TV. So thank you in advance, Josh, for doing that for us and kind of last minute. I think we invoke some friend privilege, so that don't expect that if you are a outside customer. But what you can always expect is top quality, high quality, not going to arrive to your house broken. So, you know, take that as you will. So thanks, Slumberyard, for sponsoring, and we love you.
In the age of online, you know, shopping and the like, you know, that some stuff you just shouldn't, or...
These are things you have to, unfortunately, deal with. And it can happen. So, and I don't blame... Obviously, you can't blame Amazon, because they're just a middleman, more or less, between the buyer and the seller. And yeah. I can't honestly blame the company we bought it from, because... It was delivered to us by one guy. I dragged it inside by myself. So it honestly could have been my fault that it was broken, because on the packaging it says carry with two people. It was not delivered by two people. And it wasn't put inside my house by two people. So the packaging did arrive very beat up and had a hole in it, but I didn't think anything of it. And it wasn't where everything was broken. So, like, who knows? You don't know. And it also could have been me. But at least now I know I get a solid handcrafted solid wood table. So. but, you know, that's what happens. That's what happened. Hopefully my PS4 arrives in one piece, because otherwise I will throw a fucking fit.
Well, hey, man. You're gonna have a new table. You got that new TV. You have your new PlayStation.
New couch coming. Like, literally, we redid the entire living room, and
you're gonna have all of that for just a cascade of games that are coming your way.
My God, yes, and I am so excited, as you are, I would assume, as well, because we can all play these games in beautiful, beautiful 4K.
There's almost too many coming. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, it's like...
So, should I just read the list and then we can kind of go through them?
Sure.
All right. We got Forsaken from Destiny 2, that already dropped. That was last week, but I would imagine, I know I said I was going to read this list, but for real, I've looked at several videos of the new DLC expansion, and it looks pretty good.
What are you talking about?
It is good, Forsaken.
Shut up. No.
Adam's talking about Forsaken in a good light right now. I need to treasure this.
I know. If I'm smart about this, me in the future, put a record scratch in after that. hopefully you all heard it by now. Anyway. Forsaken dropped already. Looks real good. But I'll let you guys get into that more, because you guys have actually played it.
Barely had any time to play that before.
Mm-hmm. Spider-Man just released yesterday. Who cares? We have the new Assassin's Creed, which, to my surprise, I thought was coming out later, but October 5th. We got Black Ops 4/Black Ops 4 coming out October 12th. Battlefield 5. It says October 19th on here. I think it got pushed to November because they are not ready. which is also smart because they're not competing with all this. And then Red Dead 2, October 26th. Can't wait to play that puppy in 4K. You got Fallout 76 next in November.
So, yeah, Battlefield not ready. Wants to get pushed back to not compete with all this. They're going to run into Fallout 76.
Which,
I get it though.
Yeah, like you're running up against another huge title, but at the same time, I think those are mutually exclusive as far as people who play those.
They don't overlap as badly as Black Ops and Battlefield.
No.
Gamer-wise.
And I think the game I'm most excited for that's not on this list because it's not coming out soon, but is going to look fucking great either on my PC or the PS4 Pro is Cyberpunk. Because there was a lengthy.
And it dropped so secretly.
Yeah.
Gameplay,
I guess. It's an hour. Yeah.
I still haven't checked it out.
Oh, man, dude. You really, if you can carve out, and it doesn't have, you don't have to do it in one sitting, but like carve out some time to watch this thing because, oh, man, it's tasty.
Well, like I'm a big fan of Deus Ex. Ever since I played the first one on PC, like it's just interesting, you know. But their latest versions of that with Human Revolution and Mankind Divided, like it looks very similar to that in like the aesthetics and like the implant, like cybernetic implants you can do and things that can help you. Like they look so similar. But man, do yourself a favor. You don't, I'm not saying watch a whole hour, but there's probably some, you know,
if you got an hour, I highly suggest watching it. If you can only do it in chunks, I still highly suggest watching the whole thing.
I think I watched like 10 minutes or so of it, and it's like person negotiated with some CEO of a company, and then she went to this robot shop and was buying this like spider robot, and she got a demonstration of it, and then, you know, they got raided and did some combat. I was like, what?
There's a lot that happens in that hour. And that's only the first like hour of the game, basically. And my goodness, that world already seems very well fleshed out. So I'm excited for that. But let's talk about the things we have. And the things that are coming out well before Cyberpunk 2077. Forsaken.
Yeah, so we joke about, you know, like, us three, backstory, really became friends in Destiny, playing Destiny. And, you know, Destiny 2, when it launched, 100% left a bad taste in all of our mouths.
I was going to say, I mean, I can only speak for myself, obviously, but all of us were kind of very like, ooh, this isn't what it could be or should be.
The difference is that Dustin and I had already bought the expansion pack and passes.
So obviously, and we stated it before, like I've always been like, you got the whole thing, you should play the whole thing because otherwise that's just a waste of time and money.
Exactly.
And I didn't. I just bought the vanilla. And so because of how it went, I haven't tried anything after an original launch.
Yeah. So we played the first expansion, you know, Curse of Osiris, disappointing. Nothing really was there.
Great soundtrack,
but very disappointing. It was all right. Warmind came out, and it was fun, and then it tapered off a little bit, and then some stuff came out, and we started playing it again, and some more, and doing things. And then really, the Solstice of Heroes came out, and that was fun. We got to do stuff and level up fast. And ever since Forsaken, you know, was announced and the stuff they talked about and everything that came out, and, you know, last week they brought some of the Forsaken stuff in, and then all of a sudden we had people playing again. We had me, Dustin, Jeff, Carlos, Paco, and then Aaron was playing with us, and we actually did the raid. We did Leviathan.
An impromptu, like, hey, you guys want to raid tonight? We're like, sure, let's fucking do it. And just ran through mm-hmm. it.
The old raid or the raid layers?
Both.
All of it?
Yeah, both. We did one of the raid layers.
Because yeah. like, the new raid comes out on the 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so,
yeah. 2 weeks after.
So that was just fun. Like, we had like six people, and then, you know, hopefully that same six, you know, can go into the new raid. But, you know, Forsaken dropped Tuesday. I was fortunate enough to play a little bit after work. And I went ham on it. You know, Dustin wasn't able to leave work, you know, until later. Jeff waited for Dustin. Carlos waited for Dustin. I was like, no, I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta play. Which in hindsight, you can only play three people anyway, so yeah. someone's gonna get left out. So I was just like, I'll just do it solo. It's no big deal. So I run through the story because unlike our friends Jeff and Carlos, I care about the lore. I think it's very interesting.
Much so, yeah.
It's if you can get into it, it's very interesting. And especially now that the collectibles you can read at any time on your lore tabs and see what you collected and see how it ties in. And it was just fantastic. The new supers are amazing. Like, yes. Oh my god, you feel powerful. My knife throwing super can destroy yellow bosses.
Yeah, yeah. People were saying that's finally like a hunter super that's like it's like the equivalent of the Warlock's Nova Bomb. Like it's just one very large,
I can destroy
high damage and everything just gets obliterated.
I can destroy shit everywhere.
So it doesn't last a long time, but it fucking wrecks.
I kept joking when they were playing and I was doing Lost Sectors and stuff, and I was just like, any Lost Sector boss I ran into and I had the super, it would kill it instantly. I had this streak going. And before, I couldn't really do that with the Hunter super. Like, even with the Arc Staff at its best, I couldn't fully kill a boss sometimes.
Well, that one's, I mean, yeah, it was almost impossible to kill something that was like boss level because, mm-hmm. I mean, granted, the Arc Staff's tuned for more AoE, like add stuff, taking, you know, cleaning that up. But
yeah, your one super for a hunter that was supposed to be for bosses, the Golden Gun, was god awful.
It was nerfed to shit. So
And they buffed it again. It's good again.
Good.
So it actually does more damage. But I just got my second new super for the Void class. It is essentially the Arc Knife from Destiny 1, Clark, but way faster and more powerful.
Huh.
So
did they add new supers to every skill tree?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And so we last played Thursday night, and all of us got to the Dreaming City Patrol area, which is there's two new areas, Tangled Shore and Dreaming City. Dreaming City is where the raid takes place, but there's so much to do there. Like, the max that we can find on drops is 500. These enemies are 530. So somehow we need to get higher level, which requires more grinding stuff to do more your missions and stuff. And some people don't like that. I love it. It gives me more incentive to play this game.
That's what I wanted. I enjoy from the beginning.
Exactly. Exactly. We want the grind. That's the thing.
Because that's what we loved about Destiny 1.
I want to have to work for it.
The new light level 600 total, which I mean, I don't think you'll be able to get until the new raid drops, or maybe the hard mode raid drops. But
I mean, you start to level up fairly quickly from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I've fairly caught up to both Carlos and Chris, kind of. And like, now when you get to that new area, it seems like it's gonna be more of a grind to try to get up to 600.
Good.
And
like, yeah, exactly. Like, they're not just gonna be like, yeah, fine, here you go, do it. It's like, no, you're gonna have to work to even get to the point where you can even do the raid.
So, yeah, so like when Destiny 2 came out, the max level was like 305, I think, or something to that effect.
305.
And you could get to 280 pretty quick. You know,
yeah, I think so. I remember that, yeah.
That jump to 300 took some time.
A little.
But now that jump to 500 is quick, and to get to 600, it's gonna take some work. So, the story was great and detailed, and the fight with the Barons they introduced, those were all a good time, I thought. They did it with three men, Jeff, Dustin, and Carlos. So they had some backup. Me doing it solo was hard as fuck. I feel like so far anything that they've done bad in the past, they are making up,
rectifying
in folds, man.
Okay,
come back, please.
Maybe,
please,
maybe
do it.
That would to be fair, a maybe is definitely a much or a big step in the direction of yes.
Yeah, yeah.
From where I have
been. Before I was like, we'll see.
It's been the in joke for a long time, as you all know. Sure. That I forgot that game by now. And it's tempting. It's tempting.
The good part for you is that when you buy the Forsaken, they give you that level 30 boost.
Yeah.
So you don't have to grind your ass through the.
I like how he just slowly slipped in when you buy the Forsaken.
Yeah, no, I saw. I heard.
You know, when you do this, but yeah.
We'll see.
If and when you do it, they give you the level boost. You don't have to fuck with all that other stuff.
There's so much out right now.
I know. And I truly mean it, and this is separately, you know, like not joking or everything, but knowing how much we all enjoyed the Taken King and we had fun, and I know like Jeff is probably tired of us talking about the Taken King when we play Destiny at this point. But man, you're gonna have a blast. I guarantee it.
But I want pictures of Spider-Man.
No, absolutely. Destiny's probably gonna take a backseat for a little bit, you know, with Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is so great, and I'm not gonna go into it because I don't want to spoil anything because it just came out and you guys really haven't played. But this is what. So I'm gonna read what I told Dustin and Adam yesterday. This came from my brother a little bit, but I kind of tweaked it somewhat. The new Spider-Man game, and if you remember Spider-Man on PS2, where it had like the open New York, which is really revolutionary
for the time. That's lauded as the last great Spider-Man game.
It was really is. I remember it being a lot of fun.
So if Spider-Man 2 on PS2 and Batman Arkham had a baby, but it was actually twins. However, one of the twins absorbed the other twin and became a super baby. That's this game.
And that's something you want to hear. Because, that's high praise for this game. And I've watched maybe 5 minutes of gameplay of random missions. And, I'm excited to just swing around New York and talk to people and wave at them, have people take selfies with me, and like I just want to swing around.
I haven't got to that point. Maybe I'm gonna have to look it up. I try to go into games and try to figure out how to do stuff myself. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out how to get these motherfucking New Yorkers to take selfies with me. And maybe because they're New Yorkers and are jerks, I can't figure it out.
That's on brand.
I mean, all I've done is I played the first, like the introductory mission. And then, like you said, Clark, like I just started swinging around New York before, like I hopped on to prepare for this. But like, it was like, because I remember from the PS2 version where, you know, you had to connect to things to swing, but like, essentially, you were just connecting to nothing up in the sky at times.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you knew there was nothing there, but you're still just swinging.
Nope.
Like no, this one, you have to have something to grab onto. Or you're running. Like, there's...
However,
like,
I will state, there are faster ways of getting around than just swinging on a building.
That aren't fast travel?
And it's not fast travel.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Well. I'm interested to find this out.
Is it taking a cab?
No. And I just figured it out. I honestly just clicked in my mind this morning before we recorded when I was playing. I was like, holy shit, that's fast. Especially when you don't have much to swing on. Like, because I had to go through Central Park and I was like, oh.
What, you get.
Okay.
Do you get Hobgoblin's glider?
No. I mean, I could tell if you want me to.
No. Not for the people. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Not yet. And by the time we record next, I'll. Hopefully we've figured it out.
Yeah, right. Same. So.
Okay. Good to know. But, so the next quote unquote big release is the new Ass Creed.
Now, I liked Origins. I know Clark
I still need to give that back to you. I've tried again, and
you give it to Dustin if you want.
Okay,
if he wants to try it out.
I mean, you could try, but with Spider-Man and Forsaken in front of me,
it's bad timing.
Yeah,
I'm not going back into it anytime soon.
Okay.
So, but even with being a big fan of Origins and liking it, this one's gonna take a shelf. I'm not playing this one for a while, probably until like it goes on sale next year. Well,
the nice part is it will be there.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they captured what they kind of got with the Origins, it should be very good. Yeah. I've watched a little bit of gameplay. There's a mission where you have to go kill Medusa. And so it's hard to say that Assassin's Creed games are historically accurate, but they usually try their best. This one is more mythological, or at least leaning more on the mythological side of things, which is cool to me because I love Greek mythology. So hopefully you get to face, like, I mean, I know for a fact you get to face Medusa at one point as like a boss. So hopefully you get to face like the Minotaur or the Cyclops and stuff. Like, they just bring all of the Odyssey, the book, into the game, which would be pretty cool. But I guess we'll see. I think Chris is the one person out of the three of us that is going to play it.
Eventually. Like I said, it's not going to be soon because we have, you know, Forsaken, Destiny just dropped, Spider-Man is going hot. And then, you know, next month, you know, you have Red Dead 2.
That's my main one.
At the end of the month. So
that's my main one.
I think that's the next one on this list that we've talked about that I'm really going to like. Like, I kind of want to get into Black Ops 4, obviously, because of the zombies and some multiplayer. I just want to check it out, but I might not get it right away.
Treyarch Zombies is one of the nicer things, as far as that whole phenomenon of zombie games goes.
You guys have gotten zombies, and I know our friend Jeff has said to me, like, I would enjoy zombies. I'm not. I can't. I have been burnt by Call of Duty games three times in a row now. I'm done. It's not getting my money again.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know if I'm going to get this one, honestly. And that's kind of sad. Like, I don't know. I got burnt out on zombies a little bit. With everything else coming out, like, that's definitely going to be, if I get it, a much, you know, down the road situation.
Yeah, at least for me, I know Spider-Man, I'm going to try to just get into that until I beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll probably tide me over, jump back into Forsaken for a bit until Red Dead comes out. And then,
hold on, Dustin, I need you to promise me you're going to beat Spider-Man.
I mean, okay. I promise you I'll beat Spider-Man.
Do it, pussy. Thank
you. Yeah, right?
Hey, you never beat God of War, man. Okay.
Hey, man, other shit just kept, like, stuff comes out. So, like, I just have to dedicate my time to it.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah, but it's like looking at this list, it's like, fuck it, I'll beat Spider-Man, jump back into Forsaken long enough until Red Dead comes out.
So
fucking dedicate a lot of time to that game until Fallout 76 comes out, and then it's like, then it's going to be a balancing act.
Spider-Man
for quite some time.
Spider-Man looks like a game I could possibly 100% or get Platinum Trophy on. I'm currently doing that in Metal Gear on my free time. And I can get the Metal Gear one for sure. So I Spider-Man, with all the collectibles it has and all the costumes you can get, I feel like that's gonna scratch that itch until Red Dead 2.
And there is one collectible in Spider-Man, I'm not gonna say what it is or anything, but just that it is so satisfying when you get them.
Okay.
That it made me want to like go get all of them right away.
Okay. Can't wait to find that out. I'm not
gonna... Uncle Ben's ashes. What?
Oh, spreading them throughout New York. Dumping them, some of them, on the Freedom Tower. Yikes.
Yeah, whoa, this took a turn.
I'm not going to say I'm going to be able to do... I mean, Red Dead's going to be my time suck because that's one of my favorite games of all time with The Last of Us, but... Usually, Rockstar games are nigh impossible to 100%.
Yeah.
No. Especially now But we'll see. But that's definitely going to be my big time suck. Battlefield getting pushed is good for the franchise. I don't care.
Yeah. I've never been a Battlefield right now. Player.
I love Battlefield.
Yeah, Battlefield's a lot of fun. It's just...
And I played...
Everybody always were playing Call of Duty.
Well, so yeah, just... I played the shit out of Battlefield 4, and I played a lot of Battlefield 1. Still don't know why they did that. Anyway, I don't know. I don't think we're going to have that many people playing Battlefield this time around.
This is just this year releases that we're talking
about. Oh, yeah. Maybe. And
like we have
the next 2 months, year, really.
You know, I don't, yeah, I don't even know, like, I didn't even really look at what's December, but, like, next year, you know, well, Resident Evil 2 remake, I'm 100% in on that.
Lest we forget, October, I believe on the 5th, actually, is...
Assassin's Creed, yeah.
No, no, dummy. It's, not Smash, it's, Mario Party, Super Mario Party.
I don't have a Switch.
Well, your boy does, and your other boy does, so you can play with us still.
Yeah.
So there are no Switch releases we've touched on either that are coming out in the next couple of months. Mainly Super Mario, the new Switch Mario Party, and the new Smash Brothers. But there's also, as Chris briefly mentioned a second ago, is Jackbox. That's all coming out.
That's right.
What's up?
I think that's soon.
That's October.
Yeah.
So this October is just dumb with content.
Good content.
And then it's Fallout 76 beta in October.
In October. Oh my God. Excited to see what that involves. They've been releasing new information as far as like how server resets work and stuff like that, which I haven't delved into.
I haven't really been paying attention to Fallout 76, not because I'm not interested, but because I've been more into this going blind, like, as much as possible.
I like figuring that stuff out.
Well, Destiny was hard because I don't want to know how to do stuff in Destiny, but I was like, I'm so interested in like the lore aspect, and I'm like, I had to spoil myself a few times, like, what is it?
There's just a lot of stuff coming out and betas coming out. Like there's a Black Ops beta happening, I believe, this weekend, and which I can't take part of for good reasons. I don't know. It's we're out of the lull officially. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, like the next through the end of the year, like it's gonna be a good time for gamers. But I think it's time to move on. Do you?
No, I want to keep talking about awesome games forever.
Sing it, Chris.
Preach.
Oh.
Preach. Preach.
It's Tweet Corner.
Oh, preach about Tweet Corner. See, you set it up for more awesome games, and then you throw a curveball, and we get Tweet Corner. It's time for Tweet Corner.
I got four of these bad boys today. Hey. Four, so popular.
Thanks, guys.
I feel bad because the last Tweet Corner, I said I was gonna watch Terminator or Arnold movies, and I only watched one. I watched T2.
Okay.
You know, but yeah,
that's a good one to watch.
I didn't get around to Last Action Hero.
Nah, that's fine.
But it was good. Yeah, it was. I don't think I've ever seen that movie all the way through before. But I did remember parts of it. Sure. So. But no, it was definitely solid.
Good.
Yeah, T2's are great.
It made me look up what Edward Furlong is doing, and
not much.
Ooh. Get a rough life after this.
A little bit.
Let's jump into this. I mean, unless you guys want to do our power ranking for Arnold.
I think you'd need to see more of those movies.
We'll postpone it until you get to see a couple more. You get a couple more under your belt, and then I feel like we'll be all have the necessary information.
Yeah.
All right. So, our first tweet comes from @KatieDoodles8. What weapon would you find most useful if you suddenly woke up in a post-apocalyptic world? #TweetCorner.
A nice, sturdy machete?
The portal gun.
Oh, okay. So we're doing this.
I don't know.
Is it any weapon?
At that point, I was reading this. I was like, I don't think she didn't specify.
Because if it's any weapon, then yeah, a portal gun.
yeah, that'd be pretty good.
The gravity gun from Fallen Half-Life 2.
Right.
Jeez. Yeah, that'd also be good. The dubstep gun from whatever Saints Row.
Well, yeah, it's like, what weapon? I don't know. If they have to be realistic, then yeah, probably.
If we're going realistic, I'm going a nice, dirty machete. If it can be anything. That's a larger conversation. How about you, Chris?
Yeah.
If you had to root it in the real world.
I mean, a up close and personal weapon like a sturdy machete would be great because those are durable, you know, they last a while. Anything silenced, like a silenced pistol would be good, but then I don't know how to shoot a gun, really. I don't think I've ever shot a gun before.
Speaking from personal experience, it's really easy to shoot a gun.
Yeah, it is.
I bet.
For good or bad, like however you want to, whatever your stance is, it's real easy to shoot a gun.
It is. They're just very loud, so.
Unless it's silenced.
True.
I got jokes in my head. Slightly. I'm not going to say them.
Yeah, no, too soon.
But, I mean, I think you're right on the point of, you know, a machete would be really nice up close because everyone's scrambling, you know, and... I've always had the thought in my mind, if someone just breaks into my house, what do I have? I have like a really sharp, like butcher-esque knife, you know.
Well, and you're talking just for like self-defense purposes, but like in a, like it's almost like the Swiss Army knife.
It's a large Swiss Army knife, more or less.
Yeah, you can use it for shelter, chopping up wood, like it's an all-purpose.
Open cans of food.
Yeah, so.
Cool. We're in.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes. Not that I thought about it a lot.
If it's just a fucking round gun, using whatever, I'm going to go with the Metal Gear Solid 3 Infinity gun.
Oh, the Patriot gun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty, it has that's unlimited, good. Unlimited bullets.
Yeah.
That's good.
Literally unlimited ammo. That's a good weapon.
Oh, yeah. All right. Our next one comes from our friend Andy at Just Dorn at 34. And of course, he would ask us this. Yeah. As your podcast, as your tweet corner, why would I ask you a question when I could just ask at Pontifex, which is the Pope's Twitter account?
I mean, that's true.
He raises a very good point.
Because unlike the Pope, we will actually answer you.
Yeah, he's never, favorited or retweeted us after all these years.
Never once.
I'm really hoping he's at least seen some of these, though. That's my hope.
I hope so.
I hope so.
I really hope so. Or whoever runs his account has definitely
seen glad. It. I'm glad Andy took this ball and just kept running with it, because I remember I used to just tweet at our friend Colin, because he would just tweet about shit, and I'd be like, ask Pontifex. And then Andy jumped on it, and he's just kept it going.
He's carrying that torch.
It's so glorious.
Well, it's why our gaming group is not called the Popes. It's the Caster Van Deens, because that dude is a response to us and is our savior.
Might be the love of my life.
But yeah, I don't know. Why would you? Don't ask us. Don't ask us. Ask the Pope.
Always ask Pontifex. At Pontifex.
I don't know if I have any. What is Pontifex even?
You know, I've been trying to figure that out for years, and I have never actually looked, so I don't know. It's just more of a fun game for my mind. I have no idea.
Anyway, I don't know.
I would assume it has some kind of meaning. He didn't, you know, his social media team didn't get drunk and just grab that one.
They might have.
Maybe.
Never know.
I don't know. Those Catholics.
Drunk on Jesus.
Those Catholics.
Drunk on Jesus'
blood. They like their wine. And they like their children. What?
The Pontifex Maximus was the chief high priest of the College of Pontiffs in ancient Rome.
You know, that makes sense. There's a Dark Souls 3 boss called Pontiff Sullivan.
Oh, there you go. And so the Pope's the Dark Souls boss.
He's essentially the Dark Souls Pope. And he appointed himself, and he's like the head of this specific church. So, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
All right.
Church of Sullivan didn't rape kids, though. Anyway.
This episode brought to you by Google.
Thanks, Google.
Google it. I don't think the Pope's raped anybody. That's the religion as a whole. The Pope's against it, I'm pretty sure.
No, that's just the Cardinals.
Side note, this is the best Pope that we've had in a very long time.
No, I like this Pope. I'm not even Catholic. I like this Pope. Anyway.
He's a good man.
He's a cool dude.
So our next tweet comes from our friend Chris at CG Meshes.
Mm.
Would you rather have someone pee on your face or shit on your chest? CGO Podcast hashtag tweet corner.
Like a good old fashioned Cleveland steamer.
Please just pee on my face. I don't.
It's sterile and I like
just,
the taste.
Did you just say, please pee on my face?
Did.
Somebody clip that.
I'm isolating that. That's my new ring. That's my new ringtone for you.
Just pee right on my face.
I would rather have you pee on my face.
If those are my two options, yeah.
Unless there's what?
However,
how much Saran wrap do you have?
If I'm doing it, I'm shitting on someone's chest, and it's gonna be a long.
I've one. Done. Okay, I'm gonna tweak this question as for me.
Wait!
You've
what,
done what?
What?
I've done neither of these things.
Okay.
For me, I would rather be peed on the face, but what would you rather do to someone?
I rather do? Also the pee. No. I'm not taking a deuce on somebody's chest.
Katie's a lucky girl.
I think I'm sticking with. I'd pee on somebody's face if I had to, you know, jellyfish sting or whatnot.
I mean, I would think it's funny to just pee on your buddy's face if he's sleeping. Like that would be.
I'm never staying in a hotel with a room with you ever again.
I'm out.
Nope. Never again.
You pee on my face.
Separate.
I mean, would you rather me shit on your chest?
I'd rather you not do either of those to me, friend.
Yes, friend. I don't think I'd rather have you do either of those to me.
Or should I say acquaintance at this point?
Well, it's becoming an acquaintance for sure.
But yeah, having something happen to me, and those are my only two options, the first one.
So on a side note, we're looking for a new podcast host if anybody wants to come aboard.
Yeah, there's going to be an opening.
It's simple. We just don't pee on someone's face.
More importantly, almost, I think, is good luck, Katie.
Yeah. I mean, she falls asleep before I do, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oof.
It's the long con. It hasn't happened yet.
Piss on my face. No, don't shit on my chest.
If you're going to do either to me.
If you have to do either.
I'm half tempted to tell you to make that the title of this episode.
Pee on my face.
I can come up with something.
Piss on my face. Don't shit on my chest.
Please don't shit on my chest.
Thanks, Chris, for the question.
If that's the name of the episode, you're gonna have to like adult content.
Yeah, that's no way.
There's gonna be some there'd be some asterisks involved in the title.
Yeah.
So our next one comes from a longtime friend, longtime listener, Jeff allegedly at allegedly Jeff at CGY Podcast. Choose wisely or don't. I'm not telling you what to do. Hashtag Tweet Corner, and it's a three-parter. Would you rather sweat melted cheese whenever you are nervous or always smell like a skunk?
No, it's always smell a skunk.
Or always smell a skunk. I mean, always smell a skunk. I don't mind that smell.
What?
I don't. It smells like dank
weed. I don't. It does smell like dank. It does smell like dank weed.
You always want to smell that?
Here's the thing.
I would sweat melted cheese whenever I'm nervous. That's a superpower. I'm an anxious person.
Right. I mean.
So no.
Okay. Here's where I'm coming from. Here.
Oh.
Ooh. I do not mind the smell of skunk at all. However, having a skunk die in the latticing of my fence next to my bedroom. And literally being woken up out of a slumber because of the smell, I'm going with the cheese.
Yeah. That's because I also don't hate the smell of skunk, But like you just said, like it depends on the severity of that smell, because you can smell skunk like off in the distance and be like, it smells like dank weed. Or one is right outside your house and you're like, oh my god, there is a fucking skunk outside. Like, also you're missing out on the fact that like you will just always have access to some melted cheese.
Now that can get inconvenient.
It can.
But so is smelling skunk constantly. Which, yeah. I mean, which I guess that's the point of the question, but
I think I'm going cheese. I gotta go cheese.
I can do more with melted cheese.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nachos for days. No, I'm going with the skunk. I don't like, it's messy. I don't want
to. It would be messy. Cheese. I need to wear a diaper. Ugh. Cheese diaper. Blech. Would you rather pee on somebody's face, shit on their chest, or ooze cheese onto their scrotum?
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Or vulva, if they're a girl. Or whatever gender, race, or creed they are.
Hey, some people ooze cheese syrup.
Onto what's their the naughty bits. Whatever they are.
You know?
My favorite part of that was just the way you stumbled over that sentence. It's like, that's the ending. Oh my god. Alright.
It might be.
So the next one is, would you rather go to jail for a year or lose internet access for 10 years?
Give me jail. give me jail.
Is there any future consequences after I'm out of jail? Like, would I still have my job?
You would have gone to jail, so probably not.
I would have gone to, yeah, so that's a thing. Like,
give me jail.
But then I require internet access to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to jail.
Give me jail.
Yes.
I don't know. That. I mean, who's to say you actually get internet while you're in jail?
No one. But I'm future. I'm future proofing myself.
Yeah, but I could get a law degree in jail.
I mean, you could get a law degree not in jail and without the internet. You just go to the library.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'd have nothing to do.
I'm more likely to get a law degree in jail versus actual life.
And, you know, honestly, Chris, in jail you would have nothing to do. If you didn't have access to the internet for 10 years, you would have a lot to do.
Yeah, but then I could, that's 10 years, though. This is just 1 year, you know? And just think about all that cool stuff I have to look forward to after that year, you know?
All that porn.
I mean, there's probably going to be new versions of porn out there. Virtual reality is probably going to be in the up and up. All the video games I'm going to be playing. Backlog.
Give me jail.
You know? Yeah.
Give me jail.
It's like time traveling.
Give me jail for a year. But please don't. I don't want it, but if I had to choose.
Yeah.
I think you guys are right.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
As much as I'd be like, fuck, going to jail. Like, a decade? If you would
have
said 5 years, it would have been easier. But
I'm good.
Yeah.
You don't realize how much stuff uses the internet until you don't have it.
I'm going to jail. You just, ugh.
All right. Would you rather have a 10% chance that whenever you go to the toilet, you transform into a condor for half an hour, or live in a world where pizza is healthy for you, but when you eat it, it cries and begs for you to stop killing it?
That one.
Pizza.
That one.
Hands down.
That one. Yeah. Give me pizza.
Yeah. I mean, you almost got me with the fucking condor, because that's hilarious.
The cool factor is the condor, because that 10% chance is exciting as hell.
Like, and do you know you're a condor.
A condor, or is it just...
Yeah.
Oh, I would assume you. You would know, right?
Well, at least after the first time, you know.
So, then you got a half hour flying around your motherfucking condor. That's cool.
What if it's like being a werewolf? Like, you don't know you're a werewolf, and then it's just like you just come back from it. Like, oh, God. What happened?
But pizza that's healthy for you, and all I gotta do is put in fucking earplugs.
Hey, we're gonna pizza. You want some? Yeah, let me get my earplugs real quick.
Let me get my noise canceling headphones and just blast some music and just.
I mean, there. And if you eat that pizza, there's always the chance that could land on a special somebody's chest.
Oh, does it still cry then?
I hope so.
Yeah, pizza.
Also, if it does still talk, also then I'm switching my answer. By the way. I couldn't finish it. without laughing.
And on that note,
that was Tweet Corner for this September 8th. And yeah, thank you.
Thanks for sending in your questions. Oh, before we go, did we have something from Miranda this week? I don't want to get angry texts.
Nope.
But since she didn't send us a question, I'm mad at her.
I
now require her to answer all of these questions we just answered.
Yep, that's your challenge. Mm-hmm. If you've listened this far, Miranda. which I know you have.
Prove it. Let's put a secret word in right now.
Hmm?
We gotta put a secret word in right now so we know she listened.
Banana bread. So yeah, if you would like your question featured on Tweet Corner, please at us at CGY Podcast. I guess you could also post it to our Facebook wall at CGY. You can also
at Pontifex.
At Pontifex if you have any other questions. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at CGY Podcast. You can follow our own personal Twitters, which you can find on there. Subscribe to us on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, follow us or subscribe to us on Google Play and Podbean. Am I missing anything else from there?
I don't think so.
I think that's all of it.
Pontifex is conceited as hell, by the way. He follows 8 people. They're all himself.
What? Doucher. No, I'm kidding.
No, for real.
As always, we end our podcast with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's shower thought comes from user Tazario123. Your accent is your mouth's font. And that's been episode 33 of Come Get Your Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris. And
see you guys next time. Bye.
I'm wing things for sure.
Piss on my face!